You're listening to Radio Free Gaming. On this week's show, we review a new table tennis game from Rockstar, the return of 2D Mario, the Da Vinci Code, Lemmings, Outrun, and if you're nice, we may even spend some time on Uno. It's a packed show, so just sit back and enjoy the ride. This is Radio Free Gaming. Information on any of the games reviewed on this week's show, please visit radio.defunctgames.com. That's radio.defunctgames.com.
USA versus Brazil. Best of three games. 11 points to win. Service Haley.
The start of just one of the exciting matches in table tennis, Rockstar Games' surprising foray onto the Xbox 360. This is just one of the games we'll be reviewing this week. My name is Cyril Lachelle of Defunct Games.
And I'm Robert Shea from Video Game Pulse.
Our first game is Rockstar Games Presents Table Tennis for the Xbox 360, a brilliant exercise in minimalist game development. Although it's from the same people that brought us Grand Theft Auto, table tennis doesn't attempt to be anything more than it is, a great playing game of ping pong. Rockstar Games Presents Table Tennis doesn't bite off more than it can chew. Instead of focusing on a million different types of games, this one just does one thing, but it does it really well. By focusing their attention on the sport of table tennis, and table tennis alone, Rockstar has managed to make one of the best playing games of the year. It's an exciting two-player fight that can go either way. In a lot of ways, this game reminds me of a fighting game, and not just because of the best 2 out of 3 rules. In table tennis, you get your choice between 10 different characters, each with their own unique way of playing and statistics. Every character has a weakness, and it's your job to find it and exploit it for all it's worth. Maneuvering your tennis pro couldn't be any easier. Rockstar's table tennis has a simple control scheme that is easy to learn, but offers enough depth to keep things interesting. You only have 4 different types of shots, but the real challenge is learning how to use your spins and power to your advantage. This is the type of game that you can pick up and almost instantly have a good time with, but don't let the simplicity fool you. This is a great playing game of table tennis just waiting for you. There's a great looking game of table tennis too. Rockstar really comes through with some amazing looking visuals, the type you might actually consider to be next generation. Although you're still playing a game of ping pong, the graphics and animation really stand out. The characters move in an extremely lifelike fashion, their clothing is independent from their body, and you can sense real emotion as the match plays out. Towards the end of the match, you can tell your characters are tired and can feel their pain as sweat starts to bleed through their jerseys. Some gamers may be turned off by the complete lack of variety. This is table tennis and really nothing else. You can join one of the tournaments or play an exhibition game, but that's it. There's no create a character mode, no story mode, no franchise mode, no money to earn, no nothing. Just pure table tennis, online and off. At $40, Rockstar's Table Tennis manages to deliver everything you could want in a ping pong simulator. It's fun to play, it's easy on the eyes, and the multiplayer is fierce. This is a great game. This is an easy one to recommend. I definitely say play for Rockstar's Table Tennis.
You know, Cyril, you're absolutely right about everything you just said about this game. The way Rockstar has taken a simple sport as table tennis and captured all aspects, down to how a character moves, to how the crowd reacts.
You know, I really was surprised at how good this game looked. I mean,
The graphics and animation are stunning, but even more than that, I was really taken aback by how good the game sounded. I mean, it's the way that the audience it talks to you, and I know this isn't the first game where the audience kind of has that realistic thing going where it roots for you and stuff, but I mean, it really sounds authentic.
You know, speaking of audiences and authentic, you know, when you're playing the game with a specific character, they yell at your name. They don't just yell some general rooting to get you to keep going, and they even root against you.
Yeah, absolutely, they root against you. One thing I felt that was missing was the lack of the create a character modes and, you know, sort of the four-player support and the basic stuff that you find in a lot of today's sports games. I kind of miss not having that stuff.
You know, I suspect it's probably going to come in a sequel, but it is only $40. It's a budget title. The characters that you get to select from each have their unique aspects.
You know, you're right. I did like the characters. I like how they represent a different country. I liked all that. I liked the way that the game looked. You know, so what do you say? Is this a pass or is this a play?
Definitely a play in my book.
Even without all the extra modes and stuff?
Definitely.
All right, that's a play. We got two plays.
It's me, Mario.
Next up is the long-awaited 2D return of Nintendo's biggest character, Super Mario. It's hard to believe that it's been 11 years since we've had a new 2D Super Mario Bros. Adventure. We've had plenty of 3D outings and a few role-playing games, but 1995 Super Mario World 2 was the last time we saw Mario from the side. New Super Mario Bros., the brand new Mario game for the Nintendo DS, picks up exactly where the old 2D games left off. When Bowser Jr. kidnaps the princess, it's up to Mario to do what it takes to get her back. Apparently that means that Mario has to go through 8 different worlds, each with their own unique themes and challenges. You get to fight your way through a forest world, a tropical world, an icy world, and yes, you're even stuck in the middle of the desert. It just wouldn't be a Mario game without a bunch of unique power-ups. For the most part, New Super Mario Bros. Works exactly like the original NES game, where you get a mushroom to grow larger and a fire plant to shoot fireballs at your enemies. New to this version is a super small mushroom that makes you super small, and a super large mushroom that, well, you get the point. There's also a rare shell power-up that turns you into a turtle. The game itself is rather short. A dedicated Mario fan can probably bust through it in just a matter of hours. But you'd be missing the point if you did that. Like all Mario games, this is about finding all the secret areas and collecting every extra. If you attempt to do it all, then you're in for a long and satisfying adventure. Along with the lengthy adventure, you get a fun two-player game that'll let you race against a second player. You also get a whole slew of mini-games, all of which take advantage of the Nintendo DS's various abilities. These extras are fun, but it's the single-player game that you'll fall in love with. This is Mario returning to form. It's the type of game I want to see more of on the Nintendo DS. My only real gripe are the power-ups, which just aren't as cool as what we've seen in older Mario games. Sometimes I just find myself wishing this was New Super Mario Bros. 3. Still, this is a great playing Mario game that could not be any easier to recommend. If you own a Nintendo DS, then you simply have to buy this game. This is a play. Easily, this is a play.
Cyril, this is a super scene. Can we do something about this music here?
I guess so. How's this? Is this any better?
A lot better. All right. Now, this game really brings back old memories. It's the Mario that I remember from my childhood. A real return to form. And, you know, the game is able to use the Nintendo DS's features to its advantages very well.
What do you mean by that? Well, like, what kind of advantages?
The touchscreen capability specifically. Like, when you need to activate a power-up, you just move your thumb over and you touch the screen to activate it.
Oh, well, that's true. You know, they've been doing that even without the touchscreen. They've been, you know, holding back items and letting you collect them, you know, since the original Super Mario Bros. 3, you know, like 15 years ago. This really isn't a new thing. Another thing I've noticed is that none of the levels you go to are really that new. They all focus on all of these places that you've been in the past, you know, like the desert world and an underwater world and everything. There's not a lot that's new here, even though it all looks different.
Well, you know, the game is supposed to be nostalgic. It's for the fans, for the people that grew up like you and me with this game. It's not meant to be breaking boundaries with space levels or anything.
No, I understand.